is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. And good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're listening to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9. And no, this is not Zhivago. He's going to be gone all week. I'll be here with you. This is Pearly filling in for Zhivago. And I'm happy to be here again today. We had a really good show yesterday. We got some calls after the show. We touched on some points. And we can try to continue that goodness again today. So everybody, I hope everybody's doing well. Everybody had a good day, having a good day, good lunch, good breakfast. Welcome. Welcome to Z Live. If you want to call in, the numbers are going to be 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. Or 325-4259. 325-4259. If you want a text, which is powered by BTC, it's 422-4796. 422-4796. And I want you to participate today. I want you to tell me what's going on in your mind. Let's see what's happening in the papers today. All kind of things. Headline, DRA matters in hands of the police. Board was uncomfortable with findings of forensic audit. Apparently, they had a forensic and a financial audit, and they're not happy with what they see in the forensic audit. The chips fall where they may. Man's body pulled from water with injuries believed to be shark bites. This was on Saunders Beach yesterday. Oh, boy. Man charged with sexual abuse of 11-year-old girl. Mother charged with performing illegal abortion. I think we touched on this yesterday, and if you want to touch on it again, I'm fine, because And the bottom of the fold, Bell, I'm wearing the full armor of God. And he said that at a function for a former prime minister celebrating his birthday. And I want to take this time to bestow a belated happy birthday to former Prime Minister Perry Christie. You're looking good. And happy birthday. And God bless you, sir. In the business section, arrival numbers trending 30% ahead of 2019, says DPM. Barring an act of God, we're going to break the 8 million visitor arrival mark. Cooper, business is good now and is only getting better. And tourism is doing better. Like I said yesterday, you get a little $5 and $10 from the little mom and pop shop or the guy. You know, we got tourists in town. They're spending money. Taxi drivers getting money. Bus boys, waiters coming. They're spending the money. So if we get that $8 million, I'd be very happy. You know, I keep saying, I ain't pulling for the government to fail. I'm pulling for the government to succeed. The government succeeds. The Bahamas succeeds. So the more tourists come, the better it is. Hopefully, it'll create more jobs. Cooper, less talk, more action in development of regional economy. Government brings in technical support for Bahamas here from Qatar Airways. And legendary marina signs sales and marketing deal with real estate firm. That's your headlines today in the Nassau Guardian. If you anything you want to talk about, feel free to link me up. But there's something else I see going around, and oh boy, this. You can't write some of this stuff, man. And one of the things that in this country that I brag to a lot of my friends around the world is that we have safe and fair elections. You know, we're not a country that you have like our neighbors to the south of us, you know, who have a lot of violence during the election and murders. We don't have them kind of things. So when I saw this thing going around that, and she's dear friend of mine, Tinelle Burrows, is declaring her candidacy for the Elizabeth Estate constituency, and mind you, as an independent, a group of supporters in PLP and yellow shirts and all that was heckling her and surrounded her and harassing her on the park when she was doing it. And I ain't gonna lie. Everybody have a right. Not everybody in this country can vote FNM or PLP. You have a right to have a different opinion. You have a right to decide how you want, and you have to respect their right. And I ain't saying you don't get in your little row, you know. Fine, you're getting row, you know, in Japan and places I got in row with friends and people like that. But it wasn't like this. She come there, she make a little announcement, and let her go. Why would you want to surround her and then now blow this whole thing up? Now it's the hottest thing all over the place, people talking about it. I see a statement from the Free National Movement chairman, Dr. Dwayne Sands, condemning it. I see a lot of people on Facebook condemning it. It's not good, man. Let people have a right to vote how they want. And we got a caller. Is that a caller, Mr. Producer? Caller, you on the air.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you mentioned free and fair elections, because it's my contention that what we need are smart voters' cards.
Okay.
Not the cardboard that we've been using from time immemorial.
Okay.
Those cardboard voters' cards are quite easy to forge. You know that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I voted several times during my life, and yeah. And I know that we now have what we call a permanent register. So we don't have to every 5 years go on the hotline and line up and go in all them different places to register, and that the hospital and the funeral homes and all and the registrar and all that will be work with the parliamentary register. So when people are dying and stuff like that are taken off the register. So only first-time voters really have to register, or first-time people to register. I would think a smart card, and I thought I heard talk that it was one available, but wasn't in time for the last general election. So the question can be asked of the government, will they be giving us the smart card, which also can be used as it has been used, the paper card used as one, so I'm sure this one will be used as an identification card. So yeah, I support that.
The point I am trying to make is that peer pressure to fraudulently make these cardboard voters' cards may not do it with the intent to vote. They will use it as identification.
Understood.
As forging, pretending, and holding themselves out to be Bohemian citizens.
Okay, but if you know...
We need a national identity smart card, and we definitely need voter smart cards. Other countries in the region have it.
Yes.
Are you aware that Haiti and Jamaica have it, and we do not?
Well, I am confident. I am confident that as the process is going on and the parliamentary register, I'm confident that will happen before the next general election.
Can I hold you to that?
You can't. I said I'm confident. I didn't guarantee it, darling. You can't hold me that because I don't work for the government. I just know that with the permanent registry. And I know that I heard talks about coming out with the smart or with a permanent voter's card. So if that was in the works, I don't see no reason why it can't come to fruition by the time 2026 comes around.
Well, it better, because other countries that are supposedly less developed than us are ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, credit, okay, they're fine like that, but we're ahead of them in some other things, and I'm sure we'll get where we need to get to.
With our immigration problems, this is extremely important, isn't it?
Yes, it is, ma'am. It is very important. Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. We have a next caller, producer. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, Boyle, I fully endorse the lady that you just released. She wrote something that should have already taken place.
Yeah, I agree.
This recommendation was made from the last election.
Well,
new day government. This should have already been done.
Well, things, you know, maybe getting that done wasn't the priority, and doing some other things to get the economy right and all that stuff.
I agree, but it is a priority because heaven knows I even want to live to see another election without that being in place.
Yeah, fair enough.
We've been using that garbage for too long now. It's time that we get into the real world and be a part of what is going on in the global network.
But we'll see. I'm pretty certain it's working on
that. I'll be one of them who, like Lars, I'll be a strong advocate for that.
Okay.
That'll be one of my platform.
Yes, yes.
Are you going to make this government account? Because you have more than ample time. They have 3 years to the next election.
Well, you'll have to do it within 2 hours because you need the time to distribute the cards and all that.
Yeah, within a 2 year span, yes. That's what I'm saying.
And knowing some of these behemoths, we're going to want to take a new picture.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. You got time to do that, you know.
Okay. I know we have the time to do it if we start now, yes.
Yeah. 2 years is a long time.
Because, like I said, we have a permanent registry, so it's a matter of issuing the cards.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how it go. Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right, you got another call on the line. Callie on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Hello?
Good afternoon, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, my brother. How are you?
Can't complain. You know, one thing I can say about the PRP and the FNM is they're really good at being in opposition. So I heard the chairman condemning the act by PRP members surrounding Kenya boroughs, but I have first-hand knowledge that the FNM did the same thing in the past, and I'm sure they've done it way before.
Because they may have done it back then, this was right for these people to do it to Danelle the other day?
No. I am saying that they are the last people to start complaining about what the PRP is doing. They should just start with their own doorstep first.
Well, listen. Let me ask you this question. If your brother does something right back then in the day, but now you're growing up and so should you be condemned for what your brother did?
No, you're missing the point.
Though. No, I'm missing the point. I'm not disputing whether either party did it back in the day. This 2023, I'm talking about what's kind of going on today, and I'm talking about why we need to continue this kind of foolishness. And if if he's man enough to get up and condemn it, then he's recognizing it shouldn't be done, period.
No, he's not. Because when it happens under his party, they do nothing about it.
But was he there when it happened? Was he a part of it? Was he part of the leadership when it happened? If it happened back then?
Was he part of leadership? He was the chairman, but the chairman then did nothing also.
Okay.
So my point is, it's happened a lot to third-party members and independents by both the PRP and FNM. And they should be ashamed of that, regardless of who does it.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. We got another caller? Ooh, the phone's lighting. I think they started a problem with me. Hello.
Very irrelevant what that next caller was trying to say to you. I can't go back in 1945, invasion of Normandy, right? The beaches of Normandy.
Okay, right.
What is happening now, you have to deal with what is before you, either side. So do not go back in the past, because the past can't resolve the problems of the future, right?
That's the way I look at it.
Some of that nonsense. That's totally nonsense. Okay. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, caller.
Thank you.
Got another call on the line. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Purdy. How you doing?
Hey, Sparky. But I hear you, but sending out voice notes, all kind of funny words I can't share, man.
You can't share?
When you, those big words you use, and sometimes, you know, some people don't want to hear them. I want to hear your message. So some of the big words I can't hear.
Some people didn't want to hear what Jesus had to say.
Point. You always tell me that when I say
you see, there's always this other side of the coin, you know.
I know. So what's happening, Sparky?
I can't always like everything you say.
Point. I didn't say I didn't like it, you know. I didn't say I didn't like it.
Other people, you speaking for other people? You can't.
Sparky.
You're the only one telling me what other people
want. Well, that's all right.
Them tell me, eh?
I just know. I mean, I listen to it, and I just say some big words in it. So what's happening? I ain't trying to be no authority now. Let's don't go there. I just is your friend saying, hey, baby, that's it. You know, you know, thing.
But I was wondering about that lady. I know that lady who called in about the smart card.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
You know what we need in the Bahamas? Social media and the internet has opened up the entire world.
Yes.
Since the pandemic, the hurricanes that ravaged many countries, the earthquakes, and all the floods and everything.
Yes.
Remember, this happened before in life, way back during the war time and everything, where the world was changed and started afresh.
Yes.
Okay, this is history. history repeats itself.
Okay, so this is...
Now, listen here.
I'm listening.
When we talk about people coming to our islands to take over, I could say as a Nassauian, see, I could call myself a Nassauian.
You born in Nassau?
I was born in New Providence.
Me too.
Right, that makes me a new Nassauian.
Yes.
But a person coming from Cat Island, from Elutra, from Abaco, to Nassau or New Providence,
uh-huh.
and then leading the Nassauians, didn't they come to New Providence and invade our island? Brave come from Cat Island.
I hear you.
Listen, Brave come from Cat Island to New Providence
yes.
for better education.
Yes.
Perry Christie came from Elutra to New Providence for better education.
Okay.
Hubert Ingham came from Abaco to New Providence for better education.
Okay.
All three of them ended up being our prime minister, right?
Yes, yes.
You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
I have a problem when people come here illegally.
Yes, I don't have a problem if you come.
That's
come right.
Illegally, and you walk on the street 2 days after you come here with a bicycle, a lawnmower, a rake, a cutlass, and a weed whacker, and you can find a job, and the next thing I know, you're living in Mount Royal Avenue. But a fella in Mount Royal Avenue who born here, who had free schooling, can end up sitting on the wall drinking Guinness and smoking ganja, can blame the government, but he can't find a job. See, that's the hypocrisy we do in our country, and we blame the foreigners who come here. You got foreigners right on your radio talk show from other countries. That's saying, even we now, he's a Bahamian now.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Right on Guardian, they hiring foreigners who are saying we, referring to themselves as a Bahamian.
Well, I can't verify, I hear you, but I can't verify that.
Why do people have their own country
uh-huh.
before they say, the government got to do it? The government is changed every 5 years. Different faces go in there. But they say government is continuous.
Yes.
But we have a culture in our country where our government change, we stop, review, and reject. In China, when they say they can do something that in 40 years, this is going to happen, they wait for 40 years to make that happen.
I hear you, Sparky. I don't want to cut you, but I got another couple more callers coming in. Call you on the air.
Yeah, bless it, Pearly. What's going on?
Right here, my brother. What you saying?
Well, you sitting in the hot seat today, Pearly.
That's all right. I can take it.
But you know that. But listen, you know my big brother, the one who tell me you and Andre is brothers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, just tell Andre, 52 is struggler, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you went to soccer, my brother, but just tell Andre, 52 is struggler. Me and him is called my another struggler.
I got you.
I'll show you how close we are.
I got you. Okay.
And, yeah, but listen, Pearly.
Uh-huh.
To the powers that be, that shouldn't be, right? You know, I like to see the caller before Sparky was right on point, and the caller before that, he always seems to call and mitigate for political parties, right?
Yeah.
People, he's a part of the problem, Pearly, and I like how we can't talk about the past and keep talking about who did this and who did that, just tit for tat.
My whole belief is you can look at the past and know how to deal with the future going forward, but you can't condemn
the
future because
of
the past. Yeah.
But you keep pointing the finger too at one another while the ship is sinking. The ship's still sinking. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
But just me and you are not thinking.
Yep.
So, you know, it's so inglorious, the state of the country. I don't even want to talk about immigration, right? But what you have to realize is, Pearly,
uh-huh.
is that the lady with the smart card, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like the idea, but I'm tired of hearing the word smartphone, smart card, smart this. Nothing is smarter than us. So let's call it a digital ID.
Yes.
Nothing is smart, man.
I got you.
We are smart. See, people don't really understand the idea behind this smart narrative. They want to dumb us down and make us believe something smarter than me and you. Ain't nothing smarter than us, Pearly.
Well, I got a friend that refused to call it smartphone. She's called it dumb phone.
Yeah, we share the same consensus.
Okay.
Yeah, man. All
right, thanks for calling. The next caller get tired waiting, eh? got a caller coming back. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I can know soon. What's happening?
Well, I can tell you now, listen.
Hey! Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, my brother. What's happening?
I do not want dumb people with smartphones. I want a smart nation with dumb phones.
I got you.
Because smart people don't vote for dumb leaders.
Real talk.
Smart people do not vote for dumb leaders. You remember that. Now, I can tell you this.
Uh-huh.
It's far too early in this country for us to be mad at a sitting government. Usually it takes about 4 years. Then, you know, public service slows down and you can't get nothing done and you got to go do what you got
to
do. Three to four. Yeah.
1 to 2
people mad. Now, you know what's wrong with that? What's horrible about that?
Tell me.
Well, right now, you're mad. But you didn't forget the party that said, next time will be for the poor, Sparky, so sit small. See, that's the problem. Whose time was it now? And is that a mindset of my party that, hey, once I get in, it's for me, and next time be for the poor? I have some questions.
Okay.
What's the plan for everybody? 50 years of both parties, and we don't have a hospital. We got to go to the UBT hospital that was built in 1952. I reject that.
Why you want to call it the UBB hospital? So you call the new section the F&M section A? You know the new section?
No, it ain't got no section.
You know what I'm talking about? The critical care section, the new brand new part was built. You can give that a name, though? You can't call it the UBB hospital. Let me ask you the older hospital, the Princess Margaret Hospital.
Well, I can dialogue with you calmly. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, bro.
Your car out there, right? It's smoking. The motor gone. The mechanic tell you it's $4,000 for a motor. Are you going to put 4 new tires on that car?
I got you.
Bam!
I got you.
Now, I can leave you with this. The people getting woke, and they're a little angry because they realize after 50 years, nobody built a new hospital for $100 million, but the man on PI got his big hotel, the man Cable Beach got his big hotel, the man downtown got his big hotel. Billions of dollars now.
Yes.
The cruise ship guy got a new city around his boat, the Canadian running my airport, and the U.S. Embassy. How embarrassing. They put up a $400 million building next to my hospital. You mean if you love me and you care about me, and let me ask you this one, Earl. Eh?
Go ahead.
Why would any government... See, I ain't attacking. I'm an equal opportunity offender when it comes to government.
Oh, I know. See, one thing with you, whoever in power, you eating them for breakfast, and I'm fine with that.
That's cool, because I do it equally.
Yes, you do.
Why would you put tax on my food? Any kind of tax, VAT, duty, or anything. Uh-huh. And women, why do women listening to us right now, they ain't gonna be the 20-year-olds because they're on TikTok. Why are the women not protesting with a period tax? What do I mean by that? The feminine products have a tax on them. And most men don't use those things, so that's a tax.
What you mean most men? No men.
No men. Well, I, okay.
Okay, okay. Leave that right there. Yeah. Leave that right there. Let's keep going.
You onto something? If the majority of people using the feminine products is women,
yes,
that's discrimination in 2023 against women. Now I know where you're coming from. You could say the last guy didn't put tax on some of them things.
I ain't saying no. I had to be very neutral. I ain't saying nothing.
I give credit.
Only if you talk foolish, I can challenge you. If you talking, I can let you talk. I ain't here to defend nobody. I hear Pearly, simple.
And guess what, Pearly? No VAT, no duty on nasty white gluten bread, on corned beef, on things that in the
bread basket. I don't corned beef in the bread basket. Not yet.
Well, any of the bread basket things kill us.
Okay.
Ask Dr. Dwayne Sands, and I challenge him to call in if I lie. Why is in the bread basket not the good lean steak and chicken and eggs and the good fruit and vegetables and the whole grains?
Well,
why
that in defense of Dr. Sands, wasn't that a program that he was pushing prior to him stepping down as Minister of Health, trying to revise the bread basket items and looking at making more healthier food, more tax?
You are 100% correct. He was looking at the sin tax.
Yes.
And I said, thank you, Jesus.
So you're telling me you support a higher tax on Coke soda?
Well, yes, we do it on cigarettes.
Okay.
So things that are bad for you, the sugar tax, the sin tax. Now, Dwayne Sands is on to something. I love him. Let me tell you why. Because with all the sweethearting we got going around here, I thought if we taxed that sin, we'd have been out of debt. I was kidding with him at the time. But didn't he call women, what word did he use? Was it fat?
It's
something he said. I'm asking
you the
question.
He didn't say women. He said, in this country, we have a lot of behemoths or obese.
Obese, that's what the word
behemoths,
was.
Behemoths, not women. Behemoths. That wasn't his opinion. That was a study that showed that.
But when he mentioned the study of what he found, calling the people of the country men and women, and you know, you could call you and I fat, overweight, obese, whatever. We don't get mad, but women don't like that. You know that, eh? And so I said, oh, my God, the bedside manner, but I still love him, though, with the syntax, because the sweethearting and
listen, behave yourself.
That sweethearting, you'll have no debt. But let's get serious. On a serious note, Earl, the one thing that sticks in my head, and I was ready to cut up my card, is next time will be for the poor. I didn't know what that meant. Maybe you could interpret that.
Who said next time for the poor?
Who you mean what said it? My party, my FNM party. I have a card, 2017. You know who signed it back?
I got you.
Okay, so I also have a PLP card, too. So, and all of my family is PLP.
So you split?
I'm not split. You know what I am? I'm independent. I actually ran for Montague. I got 11 votes. One was spoiled. So most of the people here, the business people.
So you got
12
votes, 12 or 11, and you end up with 11 good votes.
10 good votes.
So wow.
And I had the honorable Richard.
Man, you're going to give me that $400. I had to blame with that for you, you know.
But before you go, let me show you the importance of that as an independent candidate. Uh-huh. I also ran, and I had all my nomination papers signed by Fernley Palmer for Centerville. I was going to run in 2017.
Okay.
And should I have run in Centerville with Perry Christie, and had I got 10 votes.
Who votes you would have taken?
Let's assume, because of my color, I would have taken 10 red votes. Do you know what would have happened?
Perry Christie would have still been in the House of Assembly.
Perry Christie would have got his seat because he only lost by 4.
Yes.
That's the power of the independent.
I understand that, and I understand. I think we saw the power of the independent in 2002 and 12.
No, you saw it back in 1968, I believe, where two independent
one independent, one Labour Party, yes.
Okay, but independent thinking. So what if folks in Brennan had done this, brought Sir Lyndon Pinlan in the room and brought in the UBP and said, whichever one of you two wants to make us the leader and deputy of your party, you got our votes. Otherwise, go back to the people. They would have been the leader and the deputy of the PLP or the UBP.
I think they would have gone back to the people.
I don't think so, but they were so scared. I think that check that it was alleged for any amount, I think they may have said, young men, let's go. We have a deal. But I can leave you with this one. It's so powerful. Next time will be for the poor. You have a good one.
Take care, Graham. It's always fun talking to Graham. Always fun. Text, thank God we don't vote for dumb people. Graham ran in 2012 and God, yeah, he said that. Case closed. Tell Graham go and get a job. You all know Graham don't need to work. You all know that. You tell him go get a job. He can hire me or you. We got another call on the line. Oh, you know what? Callers, don't go nowhere. Hold on. I got to take a quick break. The producer telling me that the people who paying for this need to hear them. So we take a break. This is Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Pearly. We'll be right back. Callers, don't go anywhere. Be coming right back.
Burger King wants you to enjoy a classic sandwich so good we've been making it since 1979. Introducing the original chicken sandwich, American style, with fries and a drink for only $7.95, including VAT. This sandwich is made with white meat chicken, lightly breaded and topped with crisp, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, tomatoes, and lots of American cheese on a long sesame seed bun. Get your American original chicken sandwich combo for only $7.95, including VAT, at Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
Bueller gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Bueller. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9. Oh boy, we having fun today. We going straight to the callers. Straight to the callers. Caller, you on the air.
Chief, give me a second. I had to call back because I think we're missing a big picture here.
Okay.
So the problem in this country is we give too many people a pass on their past transgressions. The past is a good indication of the future. If one party is in, they condemn the opposition. If the next party is in, they end the opposition. So if we're not changing nothing, you shouldn't expect nothing different to happen. And that's the point I was making.
Okay, I understand your point now. I mean, it didn't come across as clear as that, but I understand where you're coming from. But I think I did say you have to look at your past to know how to do better in your future.
Right. And my point is, FNM has never condemned what their party's done. PRP has never condemned what their party's done. So if those people never change, how do we expect change to happen in the country? I like to listen.
Okay, okay. That's a good point he raised. Very good point he raised. What are we going to do to bring change? How we can change things here? Are we going to keep the status quo? Graham had some interesting points as well, you know, and had me doing some thinking. And people mad in year one and two. And I think this happened back to back. So what is causing that? Are we just get pissed at and say, let me know, we can just vote this dude or bring this one and then we expect that person to do better. But do we have the standards too high? Or we have heard, or is the production that low? And that's a question you can ask. Do we? Did we? Have we? Let's ask this caller. Caller, you on the air. How you doing? Yep. Go ahead, caller. I'm right here.
Good afternoon. This is Dwayne Sands calling. If I could just make a few comments.
Sure. How you doing, Doc?
Not bad at all. I want to answer the last caller.
Okay.
Who suggested that, in particular, the Free National Movement hasn't condemned was the word that he used. But I believe that the current leader of the Free National Movement, Michael Pintard, has made it very clear that there are some things that could have been done differently, that there were some people that we hurt in a previous administration, and we are genuinely and sincerely sorry for what has happened. That said,
okay,
there's a new administration of the Free National Movement, and we are seeking to win the support of the general public once again. We have learned the lessons of our loss in 2021. But, you know, you this afternoon, you are talking about something that is critical to the health of this country, and that is the state of our democracy.
Yes.
Yesterday, a young lady, Tennille Burroughs, who is a proud activist Bahamian with a story that we should all celebrate, she announced in a public space yesterday that she was going to offer herself for public service to run in Elizabeth. And what should have been just a press event was marred by supporters of the Progressive Liberal Party, and in particular the Member of Parliament for Elizabeth, JoBeth Colby-Davis, heckling and shouting and trying to get her to shut up. It was a disgrace, an absolute, utter, and complete disgrace. Now, this was not somebody announcing candidacy for the Free National Movement. She was announcing her independent candidacy. She wants to serve the Bahamian public. She has every right to do so. What I expect is for the Member of Parliament, the Minister for Transport and Housing, to publicly condemn those supporters who made a mockery of Bahamian democracy, who destroyed the foundational aspects of our democracy, who interfered with what should have been a great event for a Bahamian. It should be a public apology, and she should separate herself from that behavior. And I certainly as a Free National Movement member, as the chairman of the Free National Movement, as a former member of Parliament for Elizabeth, and as a Bahamian, I condemn their behavior in absolute terms.
And like you said, you have, and I said it earlier, not everybody can vote FNM or PLP. You have a right to support who you want to support. It is my job, and in this instance, your job, to convince them to vote for you, or Minister Colby's job to convince them. But if they decide that they want to go independent, that's their right, and we should honor that right. In my opinion, that shows us the democracy. If you're able to have not just the PLP and FNM, but some independents with the independent thinking, that makes sure the democracy is at a level at where it should be in this country. But when we do stuff like this, that's scary.
I may not agree with you, but I need to defend your right to speak.
I agree. And I would hope that we will hear something from the member of Parliament for Elizabeth, and or a representative condemning this, or at least making some comment on it.
I think anything less than a personal statement from the member of Parliament is going to be inadequate.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Texas says, true, Dr. Sands, political thugs, bullies, but she will not be deterred. We have another call on the line. Caller, we have another call on the line, Mr. Producer. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Purdy, how you doing? Sorry I had to call back.
You get 30 seconds, Sparky.
Hello?
You get 30 seconds. Go ahead.
No, some people just get three hours, but anyway.
I ain't going to give them 3 hours. Sparky, like to let you come on the show now, but you know.
Some of the well-bred people, they get to talk all day. And then, Purdy, we have to admit.
What's that?
The internet and social media has changed the world.
We've said that, yes. It has changed the world. It has.
You know, people ask me, Sparky, all you do, talk show all day. And I say, man, that's my hobby. I want to voice my voice in my country. I'm retired.
And 72 years old, yes.
I'm retired, but I've been retired from 2010.
Okay.
You understand? That's the last time I worked, 2010. All but right. See, I grow food at home.
Yes, you've told me
to
that.
To feed my neighbors, my friends, and my family. People talking about this and that and the next. They buying food. I growing food.
Okay.
I give food away. Bananas, avocados, you name it, I grow it. And
you promised me, but I ain't nothing yet. But that's
but listen, all you got to do is come around to my home.
Okay.
And you could get the best and the biggest avocados. And I won't charge you a dollar. I got 6 trees loaded down.
I can hear you soon.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you a secret. I have 2 acres of farmland waiting to cultivate.
Okay.
It was given to me by the government of the Bahamas.
Yes.
Back in September the 15th, 2021.
So what's the problem?
I was promised that they was going to cut an access road from Gladstone Road to the farmland where they gave over 50 farmers.
Okay.
Land with documents. I have mine looking at right
now. Well, you haven't spoken to Minister Clay Sweeten.
I've spoken to the agriculture. I've spoken to Ministry of Works. They promise us they're going to cut the thing. Listen to this. I've already paid Dozer Heavy Equipment $7,400 to go and cultivate my land. He can't get his tractors to the land to cultivate my land for me to start.
Okay.
The guy to the east of me, same problem. We can't even get to the land to start the farms 2 years later. And the thing is, the farmers around me say, Sparky, you call the show. Why don't you keep nagging them, nagging? People say, why is Sparky just talking this thing over and over? Why he don't go and fix the land? But I already paid my tractor man to go down there.
You've done your part, and the commitment, to you and the other farmers is there will be an access road. So when last you speak to one of the men?
Access road that they're designed to what they're supposed to cut. Once we could get our land, then we could start farming. And they are saying, our government, I'm not saying PLP or FNM.
The government.
Our government is promoting farming and growing our own food. How we could grow our own food when we can't get land in our own country, but foreigners could come in here and cut down the pine trees and sell them for coal. They could come down here, take over land and sit on land and make shanty towns, and we can't send them out of here. But Bahamians can't get land in their own country. And our constitution said we are the inheritance of the land, and the land still belongs to the king.
Fair enough.
Hello,
Sparky.
What?
I will advocate. I will continue. Listen to me.
We got to hold on, Poily. We got to go to the bank to get a loan to buy the land. We got to go back to the bank to get a mortgage to build a house. Foreigners can come in here and get everything. All they can do is ask for it and say they can do this and they can do that, and they get it. And Bahamians can't get nothing in their own country. I'm sick and tired.
Thanks for calling, Sparky. But he makes a point. We row and we say Sparky calling and everything like that, but he makes a point. And I'm saying, whoever listening, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Works, look into it. Let's see if he's not talking what is really there. Look into it. If there should be an access road, let's do what we can do to make it happen. If there's some kind of legal ramifications to doing this access road, then let them know so they know what they're up against. But we're going to take a break. Get some commercials in, top of the hour. And when I come back after the 3 o'clock hour, we'll keep this talk going. Thanks for all the calls so far. Thanks for all the texts so far. This is Pearly filling in for Chivago Lang on Z-Live, Guiding Radio 96.9. We'll be back.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Okay, school bag. Books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody.
And I'm back. I ain't looking at the clock thinking I was supposed to take my top of the hour break, so you got me for a couple more minutes. Ah, you thought you got rid of me that quick, eh? No, not that quick. I got a text that says, doesn't Sparky have crown land? And that's exactly what he was talking about. That he has this crown land and he can't get to develop it. That he's paid a dose of heavy equipment, Gregert, a good chunk of money to help him cultivate his land and get it ready for him to plant his crops. But he can't get to it, and that he was committed to saying that there will be an access road. That's what Sparky is saying. I'm taking Sparky's word for it because I don't think he can come and fabricate a story. But if anybody from agriculture works listening, you got to check this into it, because if we got 50 farmers in the back there, if we got that many farmers, then they can't get to the road. I think it's defeating the purpose of what this government or what the government is trying to do, and defeat the purpose of getting farmers going inside us so we can feed ourselves as a country. So if that's what's going down, please look into it. Check it out. Let me know. Because like I said, I don't think Sparky can fabricate a story. I don't think he brings something like that up. Interesting. Very, very interesting. But just to touch back base on and we had Dr. Sands call in. Like I said, we've had relatively safe elections. People come. I saw one time in Exuma. I was visiting Exuma. They were having, I think, the two parties were having motorcades, and I watched the one party, the F&M party, come down the road. Only any kind of heckling was done was when they passed the PLP headquarters, and the PLP put their sign up and said, we beat you, but it was all in fun. And then they ended their motorcade, and then when they parked, and the PLP went and did their motorcade, and I was like, that is very interesting. There's no clashing, there's no fighting, there's no arguing, it's just all people, because guess what? After the election, we all got to live together, and we got to learn to fix it that we all can live together for the betterment of the Bahamas. I keep saying this, I don't want the government to fail. I want the government to do well. I want the government to succeed in what it's trying to do. I want to see 8 million tourists. I want to see that. I want to see that I can go outside and walk outside at 9 o'clock in the night or whatever time and don't have to worry about somebody sticking a gun in my face or anything like that. I want to know that I don't have to worry about any young ladies out there going out and somebody groping them or doing something to them because we don't have no respect. I won't be able to get up and not be able to hear on the radio that some 11-year-old girl got impregnated by an adult. I don't want to hear these kind of things. So if the government is going to work to make these do things so we don't have to hear these things, I want that to happen. I have young cousins. I have a grandson. Hopefully your granddaughters don't do. But I don't want to see these things. And if I'm hoping for a crop failure, then I'm hoping for the Bahamas to fail. Now, when the bell ring in a different story, we have different talks and we say different things at the time. But we should be able to say who we support. We should be able to declare if we want to run and represent an area without fear of victimization, heckling, anything. We should be able to do that. We have a text here. Texas says, good afternoon, Mr. Pearly. I refuse to vote for the two parties that have oppressed and taxed me to hell and back. Voting for a change, anything that is different. What would be the change, Mr. Texter? Less taxes? What would be the change? Sometimes people say they could do these things because they're outside looking in. But when you walk in the door, that's a different story. We can take this last call before we go on our break. Because when we want change, see, we can say anything when we're outside looking in, you know, until we get in there. And then, ooh, I can't do that. Oh, okay. Call you on there. You got to make a quick call because I got to go to the 3 o'clock news
pretty,
break.
Pretty, this is going to be quick. This is a call back there. Listen, the call who called and said these people never criticize their parties, right? But he's incorrect because I remember Damon Gomez and Gregory Moss and Kendall Major, respect. I don't see who else. Halston Moultrie, Dwayne Sands. A lot of people. You could go and Butler. A lot of people criticized the party. Miller, so all of them. Come on the radio, yep. And said it was disingenuous. Give thanks.
Fair enough. Woo! Thank you so much. We're gonna take our top of the news break at 3 o'clock. When I come back, we'll keep this up. You can call and say whatever you want to say. Just make sure you talk sense to me. This is Pearly filling in for Zhivago Lang on Z Live, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
And welcome back to Z Live on Guardian Radio. This is your boy Pearly filling in for Zhivago Lang. We had a very interesting first hour. And I want to encourage people to continue calling in. If you want to call in, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. 325-4259. 325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. 422-4796. Somebody texted me, asked me if this is a particular kind of day. And no, I deliberately didn't want to invite certain guests because I don't want to put the wrong message. I did call a certain group of people, couple of them, who have particular power in the country, and they didn't want to come on the show, or they didn't take my call, or they didn't return my call, which is fine. I'm out of that. So I didn't want to try bringing nobody on the show for you to think nothing. I want you to understand. Let's talk about what's going on. If it's something relevant, we can talk about it. You know, and something happened yesterday. A tragedy happened. We found a young man floating in the waters off Saunders Beach. Hear what I'm saying? Saunders Beach. And they said believed to be shark bite. But that's it. A little concern is would this have happened right off Saunders Beach? Would this have happened somewhere else and his body floated by Saunders Beach? And a lot of people go on Saunders Beach. The government had put a bathroom system, parking lot, so it's a family place. So I'm a little concerned and would hope that the police or the government will have something to say in reference to that. Defense Force or somebody, whoever, to know that would have been an isolated incident, not to fail, because people get in the waters, and you know I like going in the waters too. So I just want to make sure. I see that, and another thing that I'm happy about, and I mentioned it earlier, and all within the saying of wanting the government to succeed, arrival numbers are trending 30% ahead of 2019. Now, yesterday when we spoke, I brought the point that we just came out of a pandemic and that I expect the numbers to be high. Now, what I'm seeing now is saying that the numbers are 30% higher than 2019, when it was pretty much the $7 million a year. So I'm interested to see if that comes to fruition, I'll be able to get 8 million, able to get more people working. Because I know a lot of hotels are now in 4 days now too, and this is end of August, September. It lulls around this time. People getting put back in school, so they ain't traveling as much. Kids are in school in September, so we don't see the numbers get to where we like it probably until almost Thanksgiving. There'll be some good numbers in October, more into Thanksgiving, into the Christmas, and into the New Year. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. It's wonderful to know that people are traveling. It's wonderful to know that people are coming back to the Bahamas after the pandemic. So I'm happy about that. I'm really happy about that. And a lot of this coincides, you know, the announcement yesterday that American Airlines having new flights, additional flights to the Family Islands and coming out of Dallas. So all that is good for the Bahamas. Here's the text. Ask 52 to call back and list the times the leadership of the PLP, the FNM chairman included, condemned the actions of party supporters. I never mentioned potential candidates who spoke out when they didn't get the nomination they wanted. Interesting. You say spoke out, didn't condemn, and I don't want to. I don't want to get into a back and forth with it, because I know of examples of certain leadership of both parties condemn certain actions. Not necessarily the press carried it, not necessarily all in the press like that. And take note now, we ain't had these freedom of airwaves and all this, all these WhatsApp and social media as it's growing to the level it is now. So you may have seen, there may be in a speech where the former leader of one of the parties may have condemned people, and he doesn't get to the press. I'm not defending anybody. I ain't trying to make up no story. Let's get that straight. But if we're gonna get a back and forth on this one, he never condemned it. Why? We finished. They didn't do it. What's wrong with doing it now? Because they didn't do it, nobody should do it now? Because they didn't do it back then, and as said by the text, nobody should do it? I ain't want it back then. I want to fix it now. In words of a certain minister of the government, by when he's in opposition, fix it. Fix it. So if somebody does something wrong, and you say, I'm sorry. That's it, because I said I'm sorry and I forgive you, or I'm sorry. I shouldn't have anything to say anymore on it. And I should ignore wrong when I see wrong, because my leader back in the day didn't condemn it, or my party didn't condemn it. I expect when things like that happen, I expect to hear from the leadership of the FNM, if it's the PLP, and I expect to hear from the leadership of the PLP, if it's the FNM. And hear what I say, the leadership. I say, that's why I have to be the leader, you know. But it's because we forget that there are other members and other as these parties go, they have deputy chairman, chairmen, they have other parts of their leadership. It ain't always going to be that one person we're going to hear from all the time. So if somebody who's in the leadership, who sits around the table on the executive board or something from that particular party gets up to condemn with another party, what's wrong with that? And if that leader back then didn't do it, that okay, you didn't do it, you were wrong for that. This one shouldn't take the same step. So if Mr. Christie didn't do it or Sir Lyndon didn't do it, then Mr. Davis should do it. If Mr. Dr. Minnis didn't do it and Mr. Ingram didn't do it, then Mr. Pintard should do it. Because them didn't do it, it means Mr. Pintard or Mr. Davis shouldn't do it. No. That means they should be looking at what mistakes were made and don't repeat them same mistakes at all. There you go, conflicting and misconstructing what was said. I ain't doing no conflicting. You're telling me, caller, a texter, that nobody from the past leaderships condemned what was done and Dr. Sands or anybody should be ashamed to do it. And I'm saying, no, I'm just disagreeing with you. We can agree to disagree. I have a call on the line. Come on, caller.
Hey, what's up, man, Burley?
In this corner, catching. On what the fellas that may on the hot seat.
Huh?
Say I'm on the hot seat and I get this one text eating me for breakfast, but that's all right.
Yeah, but see, when you're in the captain's seat, you got to be able to, don't mind what coming from in the back there in the cabin. You got to stay calm. You got to stay focused.
Yes, yes, you are very correct.
Yeah, take your pressure pills to keep that down, you see? You understand what I'm saying? But I heard you mention a while ago about the beaching, our beaching. Buddy, what you think caused that?
I don't know. That's why the announcement just was made that the young man was found. He is wearing swim trunks and bareback in the water. And that there is the injuries believed to be shark bites. Believed. I would hope that it would come back and confirm and say if that happened, because I wouldn't want to see that happen again. I'm not saying that it did, and it could be an isolated incident, like I'm saying. I just would like more information, basically.
See, Burley, us as Bahamians, you know what we like to do? We like to play diplomatically correct and all kind of foolishness and stick our head in the sand and don't want face. I'll call a spade a spade. What is happening to this country? And it's going to get worse if we don't have some leaders that are going to sit down and come to a serious conclusion about the culling, certain periods of culling sharks, that the sharks have been allowed to grow for about 20 plus years now since the people come from over the bar and tell us we can't kill the shark. You understand? Uh-huh. So the sharks are now, they ain't a little 3 and 4 foot sharks, no more 5 foot. These brothers getting big. So they ain't running no little grandine around the reef no more. And these dudes hungry. They big and they hungry. So they can prey on bigger food, which is more than likely in this area, sunbathers. Now, I can't see how our leaders then and now sat back and tell them we can't call the shark, because everywhere in the world, the people who got sent does allow a season for lobster, a season for this.
Yeah, but I don't think there's no laws that we cannot kill. It's this particular sharks that are endangered that we're not allowed to kill. But I hope I don't get myself in trouble. I eat shark meat before.
Really, listen to me. We can open a month or 2 month season for fishermen to take the sharks that are over 6 or 7 feet, 7 feet big. If you come in contact with them. That's what I'm talking about. We got thousands of different species.
You perked my interest here.
We got thousands of sharks and bombers. Huh?
You perked my interest here. So I got to try reaching to somebody from National Trust or somebody from Fisheries to see, just to confirm some of this what you're saying and have a conversation about this, because if you're saying what is 100% correct, then we should be concerned about that and look into it.
Yes, Shepherd, how much shark bites or shark deaths we had in the last 5 years?
I don't think we've had 5 in 5 years, have we?
I say how many shark bites?
I don't know how many. I don't think we've had. I can't remember seeing
several,
more than a few.
Yeah, and Freeport. We never used to have that. I remember when we could have swim from Long Wharf straight across to Paradise Island and do all kind of things out in the open water. You can't do that now. Those sharks have grown too big.
And you're telling me from Long Wharf to Paradise Island to get sharks swimming up and down there?
They were small, man. used to swim from Long Walker
Pike. I used to swim from Iwaki to the rocks and everything, and we used to take
a little tube
from Iwaki straight down.
We used to get a little tube or a little cooler, and we swim real Love Beach and them catching and sparing. You can't do that now because the sharks are too big. You know, and I can't see some people with sensible, but and our politicians here too sensible now, but sensible people can't say we need a season to cull the sharks, the big ones.
You know, when I get off the show tomorrow morning, I'm gonna do some research on this, and I'm gonna make some calls and check this out, because this, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and if it is what we need, there's something that we need to talk about a little more.
Yeah, man, that's common sense, man.
I appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right, bud.
We'll talk soon. That's interesting. You got a text coming in. Pearly, you need to take over the 10 a.m. Nah, I can't let you say that. I enjoy that show. I do enjoy that show. Pearly, there are hugs. There are huge bull sharks in the harbor. They live there. Now, I know we used to have, growing up, we used to hear, but one floating around, they call it the harbor master and stuff like that. But I didn't know, with the caller brought up this now, it has perked my, should I say interest or concern? Both. I'd really like to do some deep research on this, and I'm going to make a call down to National Trust and see if I can get somebody to talk about that. Yes, the caller is right, text him. Yes, the caller is right. It is against the law to kill sharks. Harbor Master is now dead. Is it really against the law to kill all sharks or just particular ones? I know, and I've been out of touch. I ain't trying to claim that I know this one. I know that I think the hammerhead, and I think it was another shark. I can't remember. But I thought the little sharks was. I remember now, going to a certain particular island, and fellas them got that big hook and chain on the end of the dock, and when they hear the dog say, "Hoom, hoom," you got one, and that night we eating all kind of shark. So I hope I get them in trouble. But we got to call. That information I really need to find out, and I'm going to do some research, and I'll make some calls, and I'm going to find out if that's how it would work. But we got to call on the line? No? Okay, I got to check that out. I got to find out where that go, because with this announcement, and I'm hearing Saunders Beach, and knowing that's the beach I go to and have been going to all my life, there's a concern for me to see what's going on out there. And it could, and like I said, it could be an isolated incident. It could be an isolated incident, and I'm hoping that it is. And the callers tell me yes all. Okay. Caller, you need to take over. Caller, text her. Thank you very much. I appreciate that confidence, and I'm still a rookie. I'm learning, so I do appreciate that vote of confidence, Dexter. I do appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. We're going to take our first break. See, I get stuck last year, forget my break. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we continue to talk. You can call when you come back if you want to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text me, powered by BTC, at 422-4796. This is Z-Live, Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back. You're not alone. All up if you feel like
you've been down the same road. Babe, you marched the car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I got to buy snacks, too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, We want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 and Z Live. I just got a text. The Shark Fisheries Amendment turned the Bahamas territorial waters into a shark sanctuary. The law prohibits any citizen or visitor in the Bahamas from possessing or fishing for shark or shark parts, prohibits the sale of any shark or shark parts in the Bahamas, and prohibits the importation or exportation of any shark or shark parts. There you have it. So there you go. But shark meat tastes good, though. But I understand that. So maybe the caller has some point in terms of some season or what we need to do look at, because the sharks could, because they're safe here. Because they're safe here. They sharks smart now. They know that they can chill. That's interesting. And then somebody else sent me the law as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Listen, no, Sparky, I'm not going to read that, Sparky. I'm not going to read that. You can cause me getting in trouble. I like being here. Really, I understand there's a PLP convention this year for leadership and other positions, told by the PLP chairwoman. Oh, Lord. And I already did this reading. I think they have one every 2 years, if I'm correct. So it is time, or whatever the laws, whatever the bylaws or constitution says. So it's time for them to have one. I think it's October this year, maybe October, November. I mean, all positions are open for nomination, but trust me, you know, the election will be from chairman go down. There ain't gonna be no challenge for the leader. It won't be a challenge for the deputy leader. This politics, anything possible. Anything is possible, but I don't see that. I don't know, and if Chairman Mitchell decides he wants to stay, you don't know if he'll be challenged. But all positions normally, and I'm not trying to speak for them because I don't know all their rules, but all positions normally are open for election. But traditionally, you don't really see that kind of challenge unless there's an opening for the leadership. All right, they've had challenges, and some, you know, there's a time when some people jump up and say they can run. And then when Sir Lyndon stepped down, they had leadership election and stuff like that. And the FNM and Hubert Ingram came, they had the elections. And then they've had, when Ingram stepped down, with Tommy Turnquist, they had the elections. And then recently with Michael Pena. But all at convention, when you come to convention, and there's normally every other year, when you come to convention, both the FNM and the PLP, that all positions are open for nomination. Whether the leadership is the leader, deputy leader, challenged, sometimes they're not. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be quite an interesting election cycle coming up. So we'll see how it goes. Trying to get me in trouble. Sparky, tell me, I must call him. Avocados come before and go, and I have hundreds. You know I can get, ain't nothing better than a little stew fish and grits with avocado, or some tuna and grits with avocado. Ain't, matter of fact, anything I eat in avocado, and it's been pear, and they say it right, been pear in season, I got me one piece of pear with my food. And I remember one time ago, I never used to eat it, and all of a sudden I just started eating it, and now I can't get enough. So anybody listening who wants to send pear, I welcome the pear. Okay, Here, this is Texas saying, I'm deeply concerned about the PMC marks with regards to the roof collapse at R.M. Bailey. The PM again has failed the Bahamian people. Let's remember Bamsey, the contractor that tore up the roads after not being paid, failure to renew the Bahamas catastrophic insurance, failures at BPL, and the erection of a famous murder sign when he was in opposition. This PM continues to do and say stupid things. I don't know if I want to say they use that word. And, you know, I don't want to use that word, but I did question what the PM had to say about the roof collapse and saying that, you know, he had a verbal contract. My question is, who granted the verbal contract? Who has the authority to grant a verbal contract? Is it the prime minister? Is it the minister? Is it the permanent secretary? That's the question to ask. And why would we just do it? Why you couldn't draw up, if it's only a temporary contract, to get things and paperwork started, but you have the formal contract? And then again, if you know you're building this roof, I know that the Ministry of Works would have done its assessment as to what the value of the work is. All that should be done the same time and the contract should be ready. We didn't learn our lesson from Bamsey that you need insurance. Anything can happen. We ain't that lucky. We had some bad news today in the world track and field championships, and Noddy, I'm sure on the show, will talk about it. Stevie Gardner was winning the race and got injured. I hope he gets a speed. I hope it's not a bad pull, and I hope that he gets, you know, gets healed up quickly and get ready, because he does have a big job next year with the Olympics and some other things coming up. So I wish him a speedy recovery, and I wish him all the best. And I'm sure Noddy will talk about what's going on in the World Track and Field Championship. He gets some good performances. Devon Charlton made it to the semifinals. But back to what we were talking about with R.M. Bailey, and I digressed. I couldn't buy that there's a verbal contract. I couldn't buy that. You can't tell me that, man. So honestly, you can't tell me that. You can't tell me what is self-insured. Now, I know some companies and some businesses make decisions, and they spend a ton of money on insurance every year, and then after the 2% or whatever deductible has come out, you never really get anything in terms of repairing any damages. So some companies have self-employed and take that same premium money and put it in the bank and don't touch it. So if you spend $1 million a year on insurance, take that $1 million, put it in the bank, and they don't touch it. That's the self-insurance. So did this contractor put X amount of dollars in the bank and put it aside to say, hey, anything go wrong, I have the money here to repair these things? It ain't feeling right, and it ain't sounding right to me. But I don't want to push into it too much, because I don't want people to think I'm trying to go somewhere. Bahamas here getting some technical support from Qatar Airways. Qatar? I think it's pronounced Qatar. That's good. That's very good. That's wonderful stuff. And getting help in terms of... And see, now I want you to think... I don't know what the technical support is, so I ain't going to do it. But I know we get some very good mechanics at Bahamas Air. Derek Rutherford and the crew of them, I know they got some good mechanics at Bahamas. Some really good. We have a very good record. We have a very safe airline. So I don't want them to change anything, because what you're doing, waking. But if they bring in some new stuff that we could do to make the baggage stuff or the reservations better, fine. I'm good with that. When did the government start giving out verbal contracts with self-insurance? New Day? I don't know. If you bring it up again, Tex, I'm very concerned about that. That's something that I'm not very happy with. I'm not very comfortable with. It leaves too much criticism. It leaves too much for speculation. It needs too much for what we're doing right now talking about it. It leaves too much people to be suspicious. It leaves too much of that out there. And I wish that these, you know, and I'm talking to both. I'm talking to the PLP and the FNM. Getting power, if you say you can do A, do A. Text up. This administration will not go a full term. Cabinet shuffle, convention, and possibly by-election, like putting fuel in the fire. The failure starts at the top. I think they can go the full time. But you never know. You know, I thought the last one was going to go to full time. I don't care. IDC means I think that's, and I don't care what kind of insurance they are. Best paid to fix it and fix it right. And I hear you. I hear you, Texter. I hear you all, Texters. And I appreciate your text and I appreciate your opinion. Will they go a full term? I think they can take it to 5 years. But back to the insurance. I cannot accept that. We have to. You can't say we can do. You can't criticize and say you can do better. And then when you do it, you don't do better. And then you get mad if you get criticized for not doing better. Or you get mad if somebody say you're doing wrong. And I sure my name might get called soon, but that's all right. Are we happy with the 30% increase in tourist arrivals? Are we excited about getting more tourists in the country? But is there room? I didn't realize, and I need to get out the house a little more and go around town a little more. I passed the Cable Beach Strip, and I see the hotel getting dead on. Which, that been Sheraton, Cable Beach, some other, couple other names. That was one of my favorite hotels, the lobby bar that I really liked. And I remember going to lunch there one time downstairs, and the woman saying, boy, I feel good today. I only make $200 and some in tips. I was like, what? Some people dying to make that in a week, and you making that and you mind because that's a slow day for you. And listen, I said it in a bit. I was happy for the lady, happy that they're doing it, and I hope a lot of them are doing it now. And because the more tourists we get, that's better for our economy, that's better for the people of the Bahamas, and might even be better for this next call. I'll call you on the air.
Hey, what are you talking about today, Pearly?
Everything and anything.
Everything?
Talked a little bit today about the 30% increase in the hotel arrivals.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Talked a little bit today about concerned about
God for everything.
Had a good talk about the sharks, concerned about the shark bite that happened off Sanders Beach, and was one. And some people was talking that because we're a shark sanctuary, uh-huh, and because we cannot kill sharks in Bahamas, the sharks ain't two and 4 foot no more. They're 8 and 9 and 7 foot now. So the one of the callers was calling for an open season the sharks for a short time so that they could control the population.
So we could grill some of them, eh?
But you can't do it no more, though. So you can't.
You can't eat them no more?
You can't kill them, so you can eat them.
They're eating
them
and killing people, and you can't eat them?
You can't kill shark and eat them no more, boy.
Well, motto. Hey, listen.
Uh-huh.
One thing I need, no one say nothing about, and I know it might be old news, but, you know, I think it's Saturday. I don't know how much years it was since people like me, Papa and persons who was 18 for the first time voted in the Free National Movement with Hubert Ingram.
They celebrated it. They had a They had events Saturday at their headquarters, and they also went to church on Sunday and to celebrate.
I don't know what, I can't use them big words, how significant it was and how it felt, right? But that was a glorious time. But
It was a change for the Bahamas because we were under Sir Lyndon and the PLP for over 25 years. It showed that another party could win. Under their leadership, they was able to open up the airwaves.
That was
a significant part of our Bahamian history. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I'll never forget it. And that was my first time voting in 18, and then in 1997, when I was 18, and 1992, that's when I was 18, and then in 1997, right back to back. That's a two-time government, Hubert Ingram, the things, them what he was doing. We really feel good about ourselves as Bahamians, right? And right now, I'm feeling like that. I'm almost feeling like how we feeling. Couldn't wait to walk to Lyndon out. We couldn't wait in spite of all the goodness he did with just the foolishness of what's happening. Now we feel disparaged and taken advantage from, especially the members of Parliament, them settling, they arrive, plenty of people in the cabinet. Mr. Lyndon is a good man. If you leave it up, Justice Lyndon, we might have still had him there.
Nah, he'd have been much too old.
Say it again?
He'd have been much, much too old right now.
Well, if he was still doing good things for the Bahamian people, I mean, it's all about how your brain's working.
Yeah, also, that's true.
You know, I just wanted to mention it in 1992, how it feel, you know, and how it feel almost similar today.
Yeah.
No, and power.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and also, if it's possible, happy belated birthday to Perry Christie.
Yeah, I wished him happy birthday earlier today.
Yeah, that's to me, out of all the living prime ministers, that's the best prime minister to me.
Okay.
Barry Christie is a man like who walk with kings and queens and still know how to get down to the normal people.
Oh, yeah.
He worked
Give
with the disabled people. He put an inspiration or fire underneath the young man and feet to try do better and empower themselves.
Plus he's the commissioner of commissioners.
Yeah. Barry Christie is the prime minister of prime ministers in the Bahamas, and we love him.
Okay.
And I want to thank him on behalf of all the people in Odell who might not even remember or remember his birthday but just couldn't get to him or reach out to him.
Okay.
To tell him we love you, Mr. Christie, and we appreciate you. Hope God spare your life to see another 80 years, sir. And he still can on like a young man. Keep up the good work.
All right.
All right, Pearly.
All right, take time. Call, we have another call on the line. Call you on the air.
Mr. Pearly.
Hey, baby.
Good afternoon.
How are you, ma'am?
Bring back my yesteryear. You know just what I'm talking about.
Where'd you
I go on.
Take care. Thanks for calling. Somebody jipping our people. Text up. The contractor is a big-time PRP with clicks. Well, I don't care who the contractor is, you know. Let's just do it right. I don't care if it's a big-time PLP, FNM, whatever, DNA. Let's do it right. And if it ain't right, let's make sure we fix it and deal with it in the way we should deal with it. I can't believe my honor, the contractor, because he ain't on contract. If the man let me go build a building, yeah, shake my hand, go build a building, I can pay you. I guess you could trust him enough to go, eh? Should you? I know I want my little piece of paper because I don't want to hear nothing when time to get a check. Give me my piece of paper with the contract, with the agreement. I'm expected to do A, B, C, D, E, and F. And if I do A, B, and C, I'll get this. If I do E, D, and F, I'll get that. And then be straight. Anything go wrong, we know what the liability is. We know what the ramifications are. Yeah, you can't ask them one dollar, eh? Well, it is what it is. It is what it is. I take what the text to say. But going back to the tourist arrivals, and tourism is growing. So now they're breaking down the Cable Beach Hotel. And we have a room shortage, but we get 8 million tourists coming in. Is that an opportunity for Airbnbs to prosper? Or how do we deal with that? What's going on there? British Colonial. You see how old I am. The Hilton is closed. The Deputy Prime Minister said I should be open by Christmas. So that's probably November, December, which will bring another 300 plus or 400 plus rooms to the fold. What's going to go on? Are they going to build a new hotel there where they tear down the Cable Beach Hotel? I don't know. I nosy. Or what they say, dropsy? I mean dropsy. I just mean asking questions, right? Text them. After squeezing the life out of the average Bahamian citizen in terms of taxes and increased fees, the new Lay government is still projected to fall short of the 2022-2023 target. Excuse me, the people will need a minute to process this. Now, I know what you're talking about, Dexter. The financial secretary, Simon Wilson, said that we can fall short of VAT collections. I didn't expect it, $1 billion in VAT, and we're short of it at this point. And they'll make some adjustments and stuff like that. But that don't necessarily mean that the budget can fall short, based on what they told us when they had the budget debate. But I guess you're correct in the sense that if we don't collect all that VAT money they say we can collect, that we will fall short. Now, are we falling short because people ain't paying, or are we falling short because we dropped from 12 to 10%? Put it out there, just asking, you know. Just, are we not? Or are people aren't paying? Or are people that have to pay their heavy light bills and hold back on VAT? Because I scared to open my light bill this time. Why so scared? Because you're burning air conditioning straight through. Not straight through, but you're burning plenty of air. Well, I burn it straight through. But I burn in air conditioning because I can't sleep and I eat. And I can tell you a little secret. Me and a friend was laughing, but I said, I need fun too. Dexter, leave that Malia breakdown. Let us regular taxpayers with no concessions pocket that room revenue. You know, the building done halfway down, where you can sleep. Ain't electricity. The building done, they done putting the big tractor thing and booming it down. I wonder what they do with all the furniture and stuff there. Did they, have any kind of sale, they have a big screen TV they wouldn't mind buying. A couple of nice chair, beds, pool stuff. I ain't no pool where I live, but I could, you know, still set it up out in the yard and look like I's big time. I wonder. Because you used to hear when the hotel read during the renovations, they have that little sailing thing. Text up. Tourism is great. What about the investments into the lives of Bahamian people? Education and healthcare is a must. The negligence sends a clear message. I guess if you get the tourists coming in, we ain't getting nothing else to do. I mean, you know, somebody said we ain't in a hospital. Graham said we ain't in a hospital. Do we want a brand new hospital? Or do we want to, like, figure out how we can renovate that and make it a upscale, you know, upgrade it? Or do we need to find a spot and spend on $300 million to build a brand new hospital? Don't forget tomorrow, we grading, you know, the House has been prorogued. We grading the members of Parliament, the House of Assembly tomorrow. Have your grades ready. And, you know, you could just grade one or two people, or you could grade the overall. But have something to say tomorrow. Because I'm just anxious to see where you think the first 2 years have been and how it's been. That's when his government that opened you up to it. If them other boys is in power, be doing the same thing. But let's take a look at that. Let's take our last break. I'm trying to keep on schedule, Mr. Producer. You give me 2 certain time. I'm trying to keep on schedule here. Let's take our break. When we come back, we'll wrap up. And anybody else got anything else to say, feel free. This is Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9. They call me Pearly. We'll be back.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
And welcome back to Z Live. I got this text now. I got to read this text slow. And make sure I don't say none other way, because this texter will jump on me and call me later. Texter said, government owned the hotel, and you know they do not repair anything of their buildings. So when the present owners went to repair it, they found out it was less expensive to knock it down and to start over. And probably so, you know. Probably so that the hotel needed so much work on it, because that was built. That hotel was 130 years old. 140 years old. I think it was built in the late 70s, early 80s. That's an old building. So the type of material they used then and stuff they don't use anymore. So I understand that. I fully understand that. I had a caller coming, I guess. I take too long to come to the caller, get a little impatient. I get worried sometimes, you know, caller. You can call back. That'd be fine with me. Text up. Political patronage, cronyism, and corruption is destroying the fabric of this country. We continue making excuses for these knuckleheads that we elect every 5 years. Pearly, Freeport need a hospital. The clinic in Nassau is bigger than that hospital. Can't hold 100 patients. Sad. Freeport does need a hospital. Freeport does need a hospital. I agree with you. Freeport does need a hospital. We got another call on the line, Mr. Producer. Calling you on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Do you have the pass Cable Beach post office to get home or what?
Me and I, no. I live Chippenham. So I live with my peoples.
Man, listen to me.
I'm going to make, I have to go see my son. I'm going to make it a point to drive past the post office.
And turn into the yard.
You told me about it already, and I was supposed to check it out.
Man, listen here. It's crazy, man. And I just don't know why they just don't fix it. And government officials, everybody's be going in that yard, and nobody taking the initiatives to, hey.
So you got, they say you got to tie a rope around your car to make sure it don't fall too deep in the hole to pull it back up.
I'm serious, buddy. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
So I see Tingham made it to the semifinals, eh?
Say that again?
Shelton.
Yeah, Devon, yes. She made it to the semifinals, yes. And, yeah, and a new national record.
Okay, when is Gardner running?
Gardner ran, but he got hurt. He was actually winning the race, and they said he pulled a hamstring.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope he recovers quickly.
Out.
He's out, yes. I hope he recovers quickly.
Yeah.
You know, to go to some of those agony.
Any other big hopeful?
I think Anthony Strawn has to run, and I think it's one or two others. I think
Devon, because she might slip in there, you know.
That she has a wonderful, a very good chance of meddling, and I'm pulling very hard for her. I watched her from she was at St. Augustine's and to college and moving up the ranks. So I do hope, and I'm pulling hard for her. That's a sad girl too, so I'm pulling hard for her. She could bring a medal home.
Mm-hmm.
And I know her mother and father very well, and they're probably, I'm willing to bet you any money, they're up there with her right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her run. So I hope she does well, and let's keep our fingers crossed for her. Thanks for calling me, brother. Trying to stay away from talking, let Naughty do the sports talk. That's him, you know. But what were we talking about before the call? Oh, Freeport does need a hospital. I've been to the present hospital, and it leaves a lot to desire. It is too small, and the Freeport is expected to grow the way it is expected to grow. They're going to need a better hospital. So both governments, the previous government and this government, said they can build one. So let's hope it's at least get started. At least get started within this term, and then, you know, they can finish it in the next term. But it'll be good for them, Freeport, to get a hospital. And some family islands need clinics too now. Don't sleep on that, you know. Some family islands need some more up-to-date clinics. And like, I would call a mini hospital. Because, I mean, you can't put a 100-room or 200-room hospital on certain islands, but you can put a 20-room hospital or a 10-room hospital or 10-room mini hospital clinic so that they have some place so that, and we'll make it more comfortable for some doctors to want to work on the family islands. Let's give them an extra few dollars. Let's give them a nicer place to live, a car, so that we can get the kind of treatment on the family islands that the family islanders deserve. That makes sense? That don't make sense? Sometimes I come up and want to do things that make sense, but make sense, gotta let me know I make sense now. And if I talk foolishness, I want you to tell me that too. I can defend myself now. I will defend myself. But if I'm not talking in the sense I'm supposed to talk, tell me that. But I'm gonna do a little more search I want to thank the text who sent me the note on the sharks. I'm gonna do a little more research on that, because I usually watch Shark Week when it comes on TV. So I just want to make sure that I find out all information on that and what's going on. But I really, really did not know it was all sharks. I thought it was just certain sharks. I know growing up there were certain sharks that you couldn't touch. But now it's all sharks. And let me clear, because I did tell you he shocked me, but that was many, many years ago now. That was when I was in the liquor industry. So that would have been in the 90s, early 90s. So I don't think the law would change before then. If not, retroactive. I think you could prosecute them. But that's interesting. I know. And let's understand it now. Some people, and the callers coming and saying the sharks are too big now and they're growing all that. Yes. But we have what we call an ecosystem, and it has to have a right balance. It has to have a certain amount of this, a certain amount of that, and, you know, the mangroves and the certain sharks and the lobster. And that is why we have certain rules on certain animals out there, or certain, animals, all right? Can't touch the flamingos. You can't touch, oh, no, that's my hometown in Agua. You can't touch the flamingos. And I told somebody the other day, one of the most beautiful sights in the world is when that whole flock of flamingos take over and they fly across the blue sky and you see that pink. It is such a sight. And I encourage anybody to go down to Inagua, if only to see that. If only to see that. Get to Inagua. So the texter says, rescind the shark bill. But, you know, like I said, I want to do some research on that, because before I can say, yeah, let's rescind the shark bill, I want to know what, I got to talk to some people and find out why was there such a move to make the Bahamas, I don't know if it's making the Bahamas a sanctuary, we just became a sanctuary because the shark's here. Why is it illegal to kill any shark? I mean, I hope the content is illegal. Well, the rate is we only can get groupers certain time of the year. You only can get lobsters certain time of the year. You know, I really tell us we didn't get snappers. And I see one video come around, and fella said, I shot us with 18 million snappers there. Well, I exaggerate, but that's a lot of snappers in that boat. That's a lot of snappers in that boat, and make me feel like I need me to go get me some snapper. But I'm going to follow up on the shark thing. I'm going to make some calls, and tomorrow when we come on the show, I'll take a 2 minutes to talk about that. If not tomorrow, definitely by Thursday before you know run me out of here. I'll find out about that. Because that is just watching that story yesterday and watching skippings from the police force give the what went down. It opened some interest in me to find out, is that an isolated event? Is that just, you know? So I just wanted to make sure. I just want to be safe and make sure that I follow up with that, because I nosy like that sometimes. I'm interested to see what this matter with the DRA. In the hands of the police. It'd be kind of interesting. The board was uncomfortable with finding on forensic audit. What did they see? So what was done? So you can't tell me you can't talk about it. You shouldn't bring it up if you ain't want to talk about it. Keep it to yourself till you get the information. Because now my interest sparked in that too, and I don't know what's going on. I've heard too many stories that people, you know, there's so much work that still needs to be done there and in Abaco and in Freeport as a result of Dorian. So we need to know what's going on there. So please tell us what the story that be, so we can know exactly what's going on there. I'm going to ask. We talked a little bit about what's going on, the freedom of the vote and choosing which political party you want to be in. And understand, you know, it doesn't matter which party you support. I open anybody to express. And why I open anybody to express, because that gives democracy wide open, freedom of speech. You have a right to disagree on and agree on what you want to disagree or agree on. And that's what the joy of politics or the joy of that is all about. So when Ms. Burrows decide to go and announce that she wants to run, you can't, man, no man. You can't harass her. You can't try to discourage her. You're that scared she can beat you? Because you're that scared you think you'll be an independent candidate outside of some arrangement made by certain parties in the past for the independent to win? You that's afraid of her? She brings that much power or that much juice to the constituency that you gotta harass her? Go out there and prove what your member of parliament is doing. Go out there and work for your member of parliament. Campaign, go door to door and face the people and put some programs in there to make it hard for her to beat you. But harassing her and heckling her and trying to embarrass her is not the way to go. That only make you look bad, you know. That only make y'all who were wearing those shirts who came there look bad. It's not a good reflection on you, and it's not a good reflection on your member of parliament. Now, she got to get up if she decides to make an apology because of what you all do. And if she don't do it, then I'll just be around and tell her she condone that. You don't put your people in them kind of places, man, because she's doing things for you to make Elizabeth better, and then you're going to make her work harder? Because I know she ain't say go do that. I sure that. I know she ain't say go do that. So the fact that you all do that, you did it on your own, you say, oh, let's go and mess with them. Or you might not say, let's go put us in shades. No. No, that makes it look bad. And I believe in the freedom of speech, the freedom of choice. I ain't gonna judge you for what you choose. I judge you for how you conduct yourself. If you choose to be a PLP, that on you. If you choose to be an FNM, that on you. If you choose to go any other road, that on you. That's your choice that this country has given you. That is what our forefathers fought for in terms of getting our independence 50 years ago. And we still can't get that right, because if I support you, I get knocked down, I get victimized, I get doing this, and we got to get away from that. We have to get away from that and respect what somebody's political views are. We pushing this respect what people's sexual context and what their sexual views are, but we can't respect what your political views are. Something got to be wrong with that. If you can tell me I don't have no problem with you having whatever sexual way you want to go, but yet I might because you use F&M, I might because you use PLP, I might because you go on independent. I can't live with that. What good for the goose? Got to be good for the gander. And if I can fight for one, let's fight for all. So, Tinel Burrows, I support you in terms of what you're trying to do. I don't live in Elizabeth, so I can't vote for you. But I support what you want to do. I support that you take a stand and run as an independent candidate. And I support that that is your choice. And I condemn those who harassed you, who heckled you, and who tried to do whatever they tried to do to make... No, you can't do that. Tomorrow, when we come back, we can talk about... We can do a little... We can talk about some other things, but we can grade. The government has prorogued the House, so that means that session of the House is finished. That agenda is totally finished. So it's report card time. Kids getting ready to go back to school. Kids getting ready to some kids are already back in school, but as of Monday, just about all schools are going to be open, and later on, all the private schools will be open. Everybody will be back in school. Less traffic on the road. So before the government goes back to work, October. Or let's grade what they did from September to September. September 2021 to September 2023. Let's grade that. Let's look at that. And it's not to, and understand this. It's not to fight them down. It's not to play politics. It's for us to look at what they've done and hopefully we'll have some healthy criticisms or healthy suggestions for the way moving forward. It is a new day. It is the time for the changes, they say. So let's do and sit down and be able to talk about, hey, this is what I see. This good, that ain't good. I ain't looking for you to come and to condemn all. I'm looking for you to give what is good and what is bad. And on that note, I bid you farewell today. It's been real cool. Some people say it's on the hot seat, but I really enjoyed it. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on Z Live, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. This has been Pearly filling in for Chicago Line. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 2 p.m. sharp. Take care. Have a great day. Be safe out there. And be careful on those roads heading home after work later. This is Pearly saying goodbye. See you tomorrow.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Live off the record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, the Cleveland Clinic, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.